Just
amazing.
Just gets better and better up in here.
Wow.
So we're starting.
Okay. The lighting is good. That's what you were saying.
It really is super great. Welcome to Real Estate Makes Us Drink. We're happy you're here. Brian Quinlan from Daniels Real Estate.
Brad Nickel, Nest Mortgage Group.
That was an interesting wave.
That's really happy wave.
Got a lot of jewelry on, too. It's a loud wave.
It's a loud wave, yeah.
All right.
No, that you just really tossed out quite the announcer radio voice.
Sometimes it just comes out.
It just comes out. Does it ever come out like in the drive-thru?
Yes. I've totally done that in the drive-thru. Usually it's just trying to make somebody in the car laugh. But
I'm always wondering about that voice. Like some of the sports people's voices are more in baseball than other sports.
I find that when I like do PA announcing for a game, the voice changes just because I feel like I have to, I don't know, add bass to it or just make it seem louder.
Trying to enunciate better?
Not necessarily, but, and it's funny why I feel like I have to be louder. I have a microphone.
Right, yeah.
And speakers, but still.
So I've stood next to you while you were on the phone in like a bus. You're that guy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, buddy, phone's going to take your voice over there. He doesn't hear you.
Yeah. You know, if I'm on the phone in public, it's...
Are you?
I'm not that guy.
Okay, yeah, I'm not either. I'm a quiet phone person.
Not at all. Tell the folks on YouTube what they should be doing right now.
Watching us.
Besides that?
Well, lots of things. I don't know what you're referring to.
Hit the subscribe button.
Oh, hit the subscribe button. Like, follow, comment.
Eventually, you're going to find something in the show you love. That's when you hit that thumbs up. And definitely comment and share. We appreciate all of that. Thanks for being here.
And try to hang out as long as you can.
Of course.
Because the good stuff doesn't come in the beginning. Like, if you're scrolling in...
This isn't the good stuff?
This isn't the good stuff. No,
it gets better?
Oh, it gets so much better. Like, at the end, it's just raw goodness.
Let's start here.
What you drinking there, buddy?
Oh, well, today, it's a beer that I have not had before. It is called Ultra Evil from Evil Twin Brewing, which is located in Connecticut. And, you know, tastes like a lot of these light-colored beers that I've had. It's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know you like the beers.
I do.
We should get us a beer sponsorship.
Well, that'd be great.
And but then you'd have to drink the same beer every time.
Probably, yeah. And, you know, I like to...
You like to mix it up.
Variety, mix it up.
Not in his ladies, just in his beer.
That's right. And what's mixed with your tequila?
Well, the good friends of the good people at Guacamaya Tequila sent a few bottles.
Correctly, well done.
I know. I've been working on that.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I have a Spanish teacher that's going to teach Tony and I Spanish, too.
When's that start?
She was supposed to call yesterday. I'm going to have to reach out to her.
Well, shucks.
Yeah, so they sent up some bottles for tasting tequila with Brad to do some reviews and give it a try. And actually going to interview the brand ambassador this week.
Okay. And the fly.
See him?
Now, I don't know how well you all can tell from back there.
Oh,
probably
good.
Not as well. But the tequila shelves have made their way over to this half of the bar. And now this is all filled up with more tequila that Brad keeps getting in the mail.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's taken on a life of its own.
So it really has, and it's fun too.
I bet.
So I got a random call from a friend of mine who works at Sobro Spirits. Jake called me the other night and said, "Hey, I don't know if you're interested."
Jake. Hey, Jake.
But I know a liquor store in town that has a Fortaleza 2023 winter blend. Are you interested in that? And so,
did you even let him finish before he said yes?
Yeah, because I'm like, well, how much is it? Because so Fortaleza Winter Blends, it was it's only X amount of bottles. It's a special project they do each year. It literally says Winter Blend 2023 on it.
Probably pricey.
They only started it in 2019. The bottles are in like the 1,000 type numbers. So a Winter Blend is like really hard to get, and you can find them online for $700, $800.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not going to pay that overly ridiculous price.
Well, because you drink it. You know, you're not collecting it.
No, I
put it on your shelf.
So I said, well, how much? And he said, tail, which was $199.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So I'm like, do I have to come tonight or can I pick it up tomorrow morning? And he's like, yeah. So Big Red Liquors in Broad Ripple had ordered it specifically for a customer, and they've had it since November of 2023.
Oh, well.
The new winter blends are about to come out. And he held it, contacted, voicemails, emails. The guys never came to pay.
Effort was made.
And it wasn't paid for. They don't make you pay for it when you order it. So he's like, I wanted it to go to a tequila person. So he's like, you seem like you're one.
A little bit.
So, yeah.
Does he follow you?
Fort Elise and Winter Blend. He does now.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting.
That is super cool.
It's all crazy stuff. But
when did you get that call?
Last Saturday.
So you have it?
In up there.
Sorry, I thought you were pointing at the TV.
Yeah, up there by the red box next to that is the Fort Elise and Winter.
Okay.
The label's a little different.
That's exciting.
The top. Yeah.
Have you tasted it?
I didn't crack that open because I have had it already.
Okay.
So I had it at a bar in down in Nashville. A guy was nice enough to bust out a bottle for us that had never been opened and had it there. He follows me too. And
excellent.
So I had it already. So I thought that I'm not going to run home and drink it because I've tasted it. Now, if I hadn't tasted it before, it had probably got popped in the car.
Well.
But I got home. I thought, you know, we're going to save this for a special occasion because it'll never be again. When it's gone, it's gone. So, yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Good for you.
Well, enough about me.
Wow. Somehow it's shifting to me.
There's going to be a picture pop up here in a second.
Okay.
It should be the next one on the slideshow. Right there.
Oh, that. Yeah.
You are featured on like a really awesome podcast.
Well, thanks. And thanks to my buddy, Justin. He is a lender for Element Financial out in Avon. And he and I met earlier this year when I was the MC for the MIBOR South Bowling fundraiser.
Okay.
And
that's where they raise money for realtors that aren't quite cutting the mustard.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And Justin and I started talking. He and I got along well. And so he asked for my email.
I don't have Tourette's. There's a lot.
Really? So yeah, he asked for my email and I said, move me to India, Jim. He said, how did you get that email? He was fascinated.
I wonder about that all the time.
Yeah. And just luck, I guess. Anyway, so, you know, one thing led to another. He took me out to lunch. This sounds like we're dating. And he's like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? I was like, yes, I would.
Greatest pickup line ever.
Yeah, that's right. And his podcast is called Realtors Who Rock. And it was cool. So we, you know, kind of went through my story, how I got to where I was. He asked me about, you know, my social media stuff and It was cool. It was a good time.
It was a good podcast. And you are killing it on the social media. There's like so much stuff you got going on.
I do have a lot going on. And I was on another podcast this week, which wasn't that one.
This I was going to bring up because that podcast was that's like a big deal. That's like a big podcast.
Yeah, that was a bigger one. And it's primarily aimed at realtors and loan officers
to help them with their social media.
Correct. Yes, it is specific. It's a group that I belong to. It's called Drunk on Social.
There's a lot of drinking themes in what you do.
It's very coincidental. But Drunk on Social, I joined back in 2021, I believe, back when they kind of first started. And over the time, I've gained friendship with the two guys who are in charge of it. Tristan Almada is a realtor out in California. And then Jeff Fitzer is formerly a loan officer in St. Louis. And now he has even gotten away from that where he is a social media coach.
Wow.
As a profession. I think he still is somehow affiliated with the mortgage company he came from, but his primary focus is definitely social media now. And so it was funny because on the Drunk on Social podcast for probably the last month, which comes out once a week, they would shout out at me on the show.
No, that's awesome.
Which was funny. And partially because, I mean, I actually interact with them. You know, when they throw out a challenge to the people who are watching, go make this video, or we want to see somebody do that this week, I would do it. And then I would tag them. And
you're their friend.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, that's correct. And, you know, then they'd be like, hey, to all of our listeners out there, especially Brian, I'm like, this is awesome. So I'm texting them and it was cool. I know. And I said, you know, you guys shout me out enough on the show. I think it's about time I get on the show. They said, that's a pretty good idea. So lo and behold, I was on the show on Monday.
Well, I'm going to throw a challenge out there. Then if Fred makes a comment on this show, since we now know how to remote somebody in to
podcast, that'd be cool.
What we can do is the next podcast that is just me and you and we don't have a guest.
Yeah.
We're going to pick a time and remote him in and have a little chat with our friend Fred since really he's been a little absent.
He hasn't in a
while.
He has not commented in quite a while. I was a little worried about Fred, to be honest.
Is he liking still?
It actually doesn't tell me when someone likes it, I don't think. It tells me when there's a comment.
You got to go into the studio analytics thing.
Well,
yeah, I've learned this stuff.
Yeah, you have.
I'm all over it.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. So let's do a little bit of real estate stuff.
Okay.
Because we do that on some of our shows.
Well, called Real Estate Makes Us Drink.
Right. So we focus a lot on our drinking and a lot on our social media. So we'll do a little bit of real estate. So how's your real estate business going right now? Are you seeing maybe a pickup in calls? Or
I have not. I was kind of hoping the election would have a big turnaround, and that wasn't the case.
Nope.
But I do have one home that's pending, but it's a new construction and just started a couple weeks ago. So it's not going to close till January, which is great. It's a good start to the new year.
Whatever you got deals in the bank.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, I have a couple of clients that are looking in very specific locations or something. So it's, you know, like I say, needle in the haystack, but in a way, somewhat.
Hmm.
And then I had this client recently that you and I share.
Yes.
On the fence about whether or not they wanted to, you know, look for a house now or they wanted to wait until the spring. I went over to their house about 2 weeks ago and gave them a suggestion for, you know, things that they could do to fix up their house in order to get it ready for spring selling season, because there were some items that they needed to do and they were appreciative of that. Well, there's been a house that they've been looking at and they, you know, were like, you know, this one's dropped in price. Maybe we do want to accelerate this forward. So I said, hey, you need to call Brad.
Yeah, I had a great conversation with him, actually. And it's a conversation I've had with a lot of people lately. They're like, oh, we want to wait till after the election. I'm like, all right, the election's over. Well, we want to wait till spring. So really, they weren't
waiting. The holidays.
Yeah, they weren't waiting on the election. That's just an excuse.
Sure.
A little pop in there. I want to tell you no, but I don't want to say no because that sounds mean.
Exactly.
But I like no.
It's more definitive.
No lets me know.
That's right.
So we had the discussion of, well, maybe now is a better time to maybe not sell. Right. I told him, you know, in the spring, that's going to be a great time to sell. Fantastic. But you're also going to pay for it when you buy. You know, so right now it is a little bit slower. Although, you know, I have a customer right now that's negotiating their contract and there was multiple offers on that house. I've got another one where I had a customer, the realtor sent me this is the house we're putting an offer on. Can you update the pre-approval letter? And an hour later, another realtor sent me the same house that her customer is putting an offer on to update her pre-approval letter. So I may win one of those.
True.
So it's still happening, but it's going to happen more, I believe, in the spring, basically because it always does.
Correct.
And there's really something cool that's happening. When we've talked about it on this show, and I've talked about it in front of a million realtors, and we've talked about it on even back on those old lives that we used to do, it's a lot about birth rates, right? And we talk about how the birth rate drives what's happening in housing. Well, because it's been so hard to purchase homes, do you know what the average age of a first-time homebuyer is for 2023?
I believe it is 38.
38 years old.
We're reading the same articles.
Now, you want to know something crazy about that? That means they were born in 1987.
How about that?
That is the largest year since 1974 of people born.
Okay.
So we've been talking about this birth rate of 1987 is going to drive the housing market because it was 33-year-olds, then it's 34-year-olds, now it's 38-year-olds, and we're still stuck in this group. But did you know that next year it's even more people born, and the next year it's even more people born, and the next year it's even more people born? So if we just take 38-year-olds, and we were banging it out to great music. That's what I meant, headbanging.
I was in school, middle school.
Oh, you were in middle school. Okay. I was at least a senior in high school. That's when my daughter was made.
Yeah, right.
She's a senior in high school. Or I was a senior in high school. Well, no, my wife is a senior in high school.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. And Brittany's a genius because of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The classes.
That's right.
Entombed in the womb.
Listen. There you go.
So what's going to happen in the spring is the same thing that happened last spring. We probably also are going to see interest rates probably balance a little bit.
Hopefully.
And that kind of leads me to the next thing I had to talk about. And you just chime in here. When you want me to shut up, just a backhand would be good.
You know, if I could, I would sit here like this because you just fascinate me, Brad, with all of your loan talk and your mortgage talk. This is just outstanding.
So there's some kind of neat mortgage news really kind of happening. So this last week, because this is only Monday.
Right.
So this last week, the mortgage rates, interest rates kind of dodged a little bit of a bullet.
Yeah.
We had nothing but bad economic news when it comes to mortgages, right?
Right.
CPI showed inflation had gone up a little bit, not month over month, or not year over year, but month over month. And we haven't got the best news in the job side. And then, I don't know if you know this, but Jerome Powell said, yeah, we're probably not going to lower the rates as much as we thought we were.
Yep.
So that would have driven the market crazy. And it did on the bond market. But we've talked about the fact that the spread between a 30-year bond or a 30-year mortgage rate and the 10-year treasury has always been, you know, this 300 basis points, really, for the last couple of years. And that's because rates have been high and there's no servicing money. Servicers aren't spending any money to do servicing. They know people are going to refinance. So now there's a little more servicing money in there. So that spread between the 10-year treasury index and the 30-year fixed mortgage rate has shrunk.
Oh, that's good.
So if we were where we were last November, interest rates would be sitting at 7.5 or above, where today we're still in the high sixes to low sevens, depending on your loan. So what that says is there's some servicing money that's come back in. So the actual mortgage bonds are doing a little better than what they were a year ago. And that may show a couple of signs. One, it may show that mortgage lenders or mortgage servicers don't think interest rates are going to fall as far as fast and they're going to lose that servicing money. But also, it's saying that they know that a strong market is to come because they're building some strength in there.
Great.
So all that says is don't wait till the spring.
And, you know, I don't know that you said these words exactly. If all goes as good as it seems to be right now, springtime always brings out more buyers.
Always.
And if the market is better, that means even more buyers.
Right.
And what happens in that case is more competition drives prices up. The thing people complain about most is housing affordability. Bringing more buyers into the market is not going to make the homes cheaper. It's going to make them more expensive because competition will drive that up.
It also does another piece that's important to know. Now you may not get to have an inspection.
Yeah.
You may not get to negotiate any inspection repairs. Let's say you're a first-time home buyer. And you're a lower down payment borrower, even if you're conventional.
Sure.
And you have on your purchase agreement is 3% down. And this person over here is putting down 25%. You may be a little bit higher on your offer, but the seller may feel a little more confident with somebody putting down more money.
Yeah.
Feel that's a better offer to take because you got to think from the seller. The seller's not, man, I hope we can help a first-time home buyer with no money buy our house. They want to make it as easy and smooth as possible because most of them are closing on that house to move into their next one.
That's right.
Right now, you have a little bit of a situation where the market slowed down a little bit. People closed on their new home. They maybe already moved into it, and now they got to move that property that's empty. So
there are so many properties right now that are on the market that have been there for a month or more. And you know what they want to do? Sell the damn house. So they're probably more willing to negotiate on that kind of stuff. That's why taking advantage of it now makes more sense.
And I say that I laugh a little bit because houses have been on the market for a month or more.
Yeah.
Like you go to 2018, you were sitting down explaining to people that, you know, you were signing a 6-month listing contract and saying you're probably going to lower the price a few times and have 2 months worth of open houses. Then 2021 came along and we thought selling a house was like buying a pizza. How quick can you get it here? Right.
Right.
So we're kind of shifting maybe to a little more normal, but a house that's set on the market for a month. Hear me, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're buying a house that's set on the market for a month does not mean it is a buyer's market. And if you're going to find a house that's 325, and your realtor is not going to tell you this, I will. You look at your realtor and go, it's 325, but it's been on the market for 37 days. Let's offer 285. If I was the realtor, I'd go, well, let's offer 200. I mean, if we're not going to get it, we might as well piss them off.
In that particular scenario, they see the entirety of how long it's been on the market. But what they probably don't pay attention to is when's the last time they changed the price? Because, yeah, 37 days, but if they just lowered the price by $5,000 or whatever last weekend, they're probably not going to be too keen on the idea of taking even less money now. So there's more to it than just the cumulative total of days, how long it's been sitting there.
Even if What are you seeing the average house sell for to current list price?
It's still in the 95 to 97% range, I believe.
At 97. Here's what I read for the Midwest. 97 to 10% above list.
Okay.
Because I still see every once in a while above list.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. One of my realtors negotiating one right now, like taking out the closing costs, going back above list to try to win it, right? So when I hear somebody go, hey, I want to get pre-approved. I found this house is 400. You know, I really like it, but I'm probably going to offer 365. Well, why don't you just offer 300?
There's a funny article I read today about a gentleman who's had his house on the market in Ohio for 3 years.
Well, he's overpriced.
He originally started the house at, I think it said $369,000. He was given an offer of $340,000 and it pissed him off.
So he didn't take it.
He didn't take it. He was very set on his price and thought that he had a good value. So what he's actually done, because he's doing for sale by owner and has for 3 years, he has raised the price of his house $3,500 like every month for the last 3 years. Now that home is over $600,000. He's like, I'm going to find the right buyer.
And he's going to get a buyer. They're gonna do it. And it's going to appraise for $340.
That's right. I was like, well, that's an interesting theory, I suppose.
It's still a great time to buy a house.
It is.
It's still a great housing market. And, you know, okay, rates are in their sevens. What a bummer, you know, but rates have been worse.
Yep.
So I got some good news about our podcast.
Okay.
You now don't have to just watch us.
What?
Yeah, you can listen to us.
Take us with you in the car?
Yeah, we can be a little eargasm when you're driving to work. You can find us, Real Estate Makes Us Drink, on every podcast platform out there. There's like 16 places.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah. So,
and as I understand it, we've already got some subscribers today.
We have seven subscribers.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. Multiple listens. And it's kind of neat. We have listens from like all over the world.
What?
Like I can see where they're listening from. So it's kind of cool.
And so all they got to do is go to their favorite podcast app and just type in Real Estate Makes Us Drink.
Boom. Go to Apple or Spotify and we would appreciate it if you do. Because if you could go there and give us a follow and rate the podcast, tells that brings us other followers,
yeah,
as well.
They only two episodes are there right now.
Correct. Yep.
And it would be our most recent two episodes. We have the intention of putting previous episodes on there. Especially the very popular sitcom episode that we did last year.
So if anybody has an intern.
Exactly. Someone's got some time. Maybe a high school student is going to be out of school for a couple weeks.
Wants to do the Midload podcast.
There you go.
But it's pretty exciting. And, you know, we're never going to get to Kelsey Brothers status without your help.
For sure.
That's where we are. We just need your help. And then we also would really like you to give us suggestions of people to have on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Or suggestions of shows that you'd like to have us talk about. If we missed, you know, a real estate thing. Like, if you end every show with, hey, still didn't talk about that.
Like, that's true.
No, because we'll do it.
Yeah, we do kind of touch on the same things oftentimes.
Well,
real estate.
We do the same thing.
But I will say that as long as the schedule holds, we do have what I'm calling a local celebrity that's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks that I'm very excited about. And that's another plug for, if there's somebody out there that perhaps you know that is cool, friendly, and willing to do, you know, talk stupid shit on a podcast, we'll have them on the show.
We'd love to have them. Now, I got one other thing, and this is a true call to action.
Okay.
I mean, a real call to action. I wore this shirt. This was intentional.
Okay.
My Santos shirt is on today because my friend Guy, what's his last name?
Fieri.
Guy Fieri and my friend Sammy Hagar have a tequila called Santo. Santo Finan.
As far as tequilas go, I like that one.
It's properly displayed.
Right. Here. You're covering it up.
So, with my giant self. That's why I wore this right in the right.
Okay.
All the bottles are covered. Just a couple days ago, two of their giant trucks were bringing $1 million worth of Santo tequila into the United States of America with something really special. You know, there's the Blanco.
Sure.
The Reposado.
Yeah.
There's an Añejo.
Okay.
And then there's an Extra.
Maybe.
It's been aged for 3 years or more.
Extra.
Well, they had their special Extra Añejo to be released in the States right here over the holidays, and somebody stole both trucks.
Stole the trucks?
They hijacked the trucks. They figured out how to ghost their GPS signals.
Oh, my God.
Stole the trucks and
like
stole over $1 million in tequila.
Oh, boy.
It is like a movie. It's like one of the biggest heists in a long time.
You don't use the word heist often enough.
But this is the largest tequila heist in history.
Wow.
They're actually comparing it to that European heist where they stole a bunch of art.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to put your eyes out. We need people to start looking for this.
We're looking for the Santo
thief. So if you get a call and you're like, hey, man,
I know I heard the story of this extra on you. Sell two for $400.
Call the FBI.
Or just call Brad. He'll put
you. Yeah, I'll get you to Sammy.
There you go.
So, yeah, I thought that we got to get out there and help Sammy and Guy.
That's fantastic.
Find their tequila. And actually, if you think about it, these two trucks are going to really supply all the places that have Santo, and tequila is sold a lot during the holidays. You know, people buy it as gift.
Absolutely.
Something really special like that. And
I'm going to buy a discounted bottle of Santo somewhere. Out of the back of somebody's
turning them in.
Trunk.
If I find them, I'm turning them in.
Okay.
I'm going to drag them down there by their curly hairs and say, you stealing thieves, you bad people.
Bastard. Is there more in your notes over there?
Nope, we got them all, man. We
hit them all. We didn't do shots this show.
We got to do a shot, dude.
Well,
so what are you pouring, Brian? Okay, I'll tell you. It is one that you always say you want to have, but I never have it available. So this is the Old Smoky Some Beach.
Well, Some Beach.
What you should do in the edits is during this little section,
yeah,
play this song by Blake Shelton, Some Beach.
Okay.
That'd be a nice little add in there.
Yeah. Blake Shelton, I'm sure he's watching the show.
Cheers, my friend. Cheers, Blake.
Cheers.
Tell Gwen I said hi and stop helping you produce your music.
That is tasty. That's one of the finer tasty ones we've had.
I knew you'd like that.
Well, thanks.
And there's more on the floor.
Well, thank goodness. I'm excited.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this show.
I hope so, too. And if you did, hit that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed yet, for God's sakes, what is taking you so long? Hit the subscribe button. Share it. Leave a comment because, of course, we want to know who we're supposed to have on the show.
And what if you want to buy a house?
And if you want to buy a house, well, I guess you ought to call me. My contact information right there at the bottom. I will help you out here in the Indianapolis area. But what if I need a mortgage?
Well, you should call me.
Okay.
And is the chicken before the egg? Like, do you want them to call you first?
It really doesn't matter.
To get you pre-approved.
It's really fine either way because if they call me first, I'm going to send them your way.
They call you, send them your way.
Exactly. So we're a tag team.
We're like a Siamese twins.
Something like that.
And the better looking of the two.
That's right. Cheers, Brad.
Cheers, my friend.
And we will see you next time on Real Estate Makes a Streak.
Drink.